Steve Cochran.
Will you please report to the radio booth?
It's Steve Cochran from the Allstate Skyline Studio
on 720 WGN.
Live music. The millennials are going to play here in just a second. You know, we did, you know, Dave, do you remember we played Stump the Millennials?
That was a mainstay on the show.
We haven't had millennials in a while, and even though these guys are technically millennials, the Stump the Millennials questions would work. So let's have them sing, and then let's stump them.
Well, good idea.
Samberg, what's the backstory on these guys?
They were a band that was formed at one of the School of Rock franchises, which is my stepdaughter does the one in Evanston, but there's a lot of them all around. And then they've stuck together, and they're still a band, and you have songs. Songs that we actually like to listen to.
And we're going to meet three who are not playing today, along with the three that are. Lindsay Kent, Michael Hanahan or Hanahan?
Hanahan.
Michael Hanahan and Jonathan. What's Jonathan's last name?
Tatulis.
Jonathan Tatulis, Michael Hanahan, and Lindsay Kent. Going to do an original song called Chains now on 720 WGN. This is the Millennials. Sitting ovation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, that's some of the best cajon playing I've ever heard.
A cajon, just so you know, looks like a fruit crate.
Yeah, it does.
Box he's sitting at.
Yeah, Tatulis, can we get you some drums? Maybe raise some money for that? Or?
I'm just playing on the street my cajon, and then they put a little couple dollar bills inside. And
that's all you need.
A drum set one day.
That's all you need. I just want you to know, if I ever see you in a concourse at O'Hare, I'll be happy to throw some money in the case. Okay. That'd be the cajon case. You guys started at School of Rock when?
Back when I was a freshman, so about 5 years ago, I met Jonathan through the School of Rock at Hinsdale. And him and I actually started the band with a couple other people, playing out a few shows. We wanted to do some shows outside of School of Rock. And eventually, we met Lindsay through an outside show. We met some of the others through School of Rocks. Sam is in the neighborhood. So we all just kind of came together, and we're really excited to be playing music together now.
Yeah, Sam Peters, RJ Guido, and Victor Bucciolato. Victor Bucciolato's here in studio. By the way, we don't have CLTV up on our main monitors because Victor would stare at his face the entire time when he's up there. So, Lindsay, they hired you?
Yes, yes, they did.
You're hanging around with a bunch of these dudes. Is that any fun for you?
The fun comes and goes. No, I'm kidding. They're awesome. They're really some of the best people I've met. They're super awesome, and they're extremely talented. It's a really fun time. It's a really, really fun time.
Well, you guys are great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're really great. Hang around a second. We're going to come back, talk a little more, and we'll meet these guys in the studio who got up to come down, even though they weren't allowed to play on that song. We'll tell you where you can hear these guys, too. It's the Millennials.
Entitled men and women with the name they're given, they call millennials. History, they all say back only to their birthdays. That's the millennials.
Stump the millennials.
We will ask them what they know.
Stump the millennials.
A pathetic bad game show.
Stump the millennials.
Woo! Back with the Millennials, the band. We haven't played Stump the Millennials in a long time, so we thought we'd exploit these guys.
We need to play that song.
While they're here.
That's a great song.
All right? Am I right?
Yeah.
By the way...
Did you write that?
Yeah, I did, actually, just a few minutes. During the break.
Do you want to join us?
Well, you know, we'll talk.
We can put you on Cajon.
Well, I could do Cajon. Actually, you know, since I look so much like Billy Joel, I'll just fake play a piano.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The resemblance is it's insane.
Lindsay Kent, Michael, help me out, Michael again?
Hanahan.
Michael Hanahan and Jonathan Tatulis. You heard him sing, Chain's a great song. Who wrote it?
We all wrote it together. We all kind of take our own parts and we kind of mess around a little bit. You know, there's never like we walk into a room where we're like, okay, here's a song. It's going to be a number one hit.
Right.
It takes time. It takes us all sitting in a basement scratching out ideas. But really, everybody kind of writes their own parts. Michael, like, wrote the lead guitar and stuff. Jonathan drums. I do all the words and lyrics.
It's a team effort.
It really is. It's a team effort. And everybody gets to do what they do best.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
You guys are
together, you know?
You guys are in the performance studio. Here in studio are Sam Peters. RJ, is it Guido or Guido?
It's Guido, actually.
No, I'm sorry. Your choices were Guido or Guido?
In that case, I'm going to go...
What is it, actually? RJ, what?
Guido.
Guido, thank you. And Victor Bucciolato are all here. What do you guys do in the band?
So I play the rhythm guitar.
Okay.
I play the bass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the keyboardist.
And you guys came in and took the good mics while those guys were in there working. So they're still in the performance studio. So we'll play Stump the Millennials in a second. But this is a perfect time. Lindsay's a beautiful girl. We'd met her once before.
Thank you.
You know, Tatulis has got the rock and roll hair. But the rest of you guys, what are we going to do to rock you up a little bit? We got to rough you up a little.
I got some pants. I got some crazy pants. We got dragons on them, snakes.
Okay, that's a good start.
I'm the bass player. I'm just supposed to be cool.
Yeah, that's true.
We just make them wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's this whole rock up.
And you got a little bit of the rock look. You look like you slept in your clothes, so that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and Victor, what are we going to do about you? Because you got a great smile, but you just seem way too attracted to yourself. What are we going to do about you?
Spikes the hair up.
Keyboards are kind of dirty, so...
We put a mirror at the back of the room.
Yeah. There you go. Now, Sandberg, you can speak to School of Rock because Catherine's involved in this, right?
I am, yeah. It's an incredible organization. The nice thing I think about is that it brings kids together from a lot of different areas. She didn't know anybody at School of Rock of Evanston when she went there.
So it's a good social thing, too?
Yeah, and, you know, just different backgrounds and things. But the thing they have in common is music. And so they learn to, you know, and you have to, they were talking, the guys in the studio were talking about how it helps you be a part of a team. And, you know, music is, when things are live, they are imperfect. And it helps you
become adaptable. You kidding? 4 hours a day of imperfect.
It helps you become adaptable and learn that it's not the end of the world. If there's an error, you know, you pick up.
You know what we should start? We should start School of Talk. We just get mouthy kids to come in, and we teach them how to do talk shows. Mouthy, opinionated, fact-challenged kids. Right?
Isn't that called Stump the Millennials?
It could be. All right, so here's the way Stump the Millennials works.
Oh, no.
We're going to ask you guys questions that really, rightfully, you shouldn't know the answer to. But let's see, in fact, if you do.
Wait, we shouldn't know the answer
to? Not really.
Oh,
not really.
Okay.
What fun would it be if
These are questions that would really, kind of like from 2000 or before. History from 2000 or before.
Right, Michael, you get before. You were the only one born in 99. You get all those questions.
All right, so
90s kid.
So we can see. You guys can jump in on any of these. Let me start with this one. What is a collect call?
When a lot of people are on the phone. At the
no,
same time.
It's when
that's incorrect.
It's when you're at a pay phone and you don't have the money to pay the pay phone, so you have the person on the receiving end say that they'll take it and pay.
RJ, yeah.
Was that right?
That's exactly right.
Look at you, RJ.
Bonus question: what's a pay phone?
Yeah, exactly.
So those are still a thing.
RJ, have you ever used a pay phone?
I've never used a pay phone.
Okay, you know you can still find them at O'Hare, but it's like they're ashamed of them. They have them with the backs facing the window.
I was getting my nails done on Saturday, and they have Netflix running on the TV, and there's a new Netflix movie called The Perfect Date, and they showed a high school dance in it, and one of the photo opportunities was phone booths, so you could do photo ops.
It's so crazy nostalgic.
Right. I know, it's very funny to me.
Yeah, by the way, RJ, they're mostly used by drug dealers now.
Awesome.
All right, so let's go to question number two. This is also related to the telephone, in a way. What are Yellow Pages?
Oh, Yellow Pages, that's the phone book with all the numbers. So you pay money and you put your number in Yellow
Pages. How about
pages.
It? Look it up. How about it?
Yeah.
It's very strong.
That's not that old.
You need a plumber.
You need a plumber. RJ, by the way, you knew the answer, but you laid back because you wanted someone else to get some credit, didn't you? Just go with it.
I'd like to abstain.
I got a bonus question for that one, too.
Oh, you have a bonus question
bonus
on Yellow
question
pages?
For that one about the Yellow Pages. Fill in the blank. Let your fingers do the blank.
What's the slogan? Very famous advertising slogan. Let your fingers do the... I'll give you a hint. The answer is not flipping.
Talking.
Or picking.
I know you're talking.
Fingers do the talking? No, close, though.
Yeah, close.
Walking.
No, walking, that's it.
That's I was right.
Nice accidental answer, Lindsay. Very strong.
I needed to redeem myself from my other one.
Yeah, very, very strong. Let's see. Let me go to this now. What is a ViewMaster? What is a ViewMaster?
I know. I think that's it's like the binoculars on top of like skyscrapers and stuff, right? And you put like a quarter in there.
You're close. Yeah. You're close. Yeah.
What is that? That's a viewfinder, maybe?
A viewfinder?
I don't know.
That's the thing on top of a skyscraper that you put money into.
You put like those white
slides in.
I had one of those when I was a kid.
Yeah, same.
Okay, as much as we don't know, these aren't that old. As long as like now we know what they are. Okay. I had these as a kid.
We're not uncultured.
All right, well, I'm not giving you the advanced game. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
We're not hardball just yet.
All right, now here's another one. This is from Dave's youth, mostly. What are color forms?
Oh, yeah, you got me there.
Color forms. Any
color
idea?
Color forms. No idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
RJ doesn't know. We don't know.
Long before the internet, there were dangerously chemically made plastic forms that would stick. Mm-hmm. And you would take these, they were called color forms in various bright colors, and for hours of fun, there was no internet, for hours of fun, you would take these color forms and you would put them in various drawings or positions and just experience great storytelling.
They were like a smaller version of a fat head, like in a
yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
you had
remove
a matching
them and
book.
Put them back on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You fit the stickers in the
Don't
spaces.
They still have those? I want to say they still have them.
Yeah, probably in stores that sell stuff that's old.
Yeah, but those are the best. I play with those
they
for hours.
Sell them at Uncommon Goods or something.
All right, how about this? What are green stamps? I'm playing Stump the Millennials if you just turned your radio on. What are green stamps?
Green stamps.
Green stamps, yes.
I don't know what green stamps
Well, let me start with this. What are stamps?
You put them on your envelopes when you send out.
Ah, very good. What are green stamps?
Are they just green?
More eco-friendly stamps.
And where do you put it?
That's a great answer. Eco-friendly stamps.
You know
very logical.
About that.
Dave, what are green stamps?
Well, and S&H green stamps.
Well, there were different kinds, though.
Oh, we're, okay.
Yeah.
But green stamps, when you shopped, they would give you, depending on the size of your purchase at the grocery store or whatever, a sheet of stamps. And then you had a book, and you would take the stamps, and you saved them, and we'd get to a certain number. You could pick something from the catalog.
So you would lick the stamps, you'd put them in the book, you'd fill up the book, and then a certain number of books would get you something. Like if you wanted a bike, 10,000 books. Something like that. But again, I don't know if I mentioned this before the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were around from the 30s to the 80s, late 80s, actually.
So it's kind of like the Jewel Monopoly? Or
Yeah. Yeah, similar. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, similar, except you shouldn't lick the Jewel Monopoly cards.
But it's probably more similar to like your Starbucks app that gives you stars.
And then you get free drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because so this was, it wasn't
yeah, it's
a contest as much as it was you save up and then you redeem them. I got a ping pong table.
Oh, wow.
With the
no way.
Top value stamps.
Oh, wait, can we guess what that is?
A ping pong table? No, I'm pretty sure you got that one. I'm pretty confident you know that. All right, let me give you one more. What happened during a duck and cover drill?
You go under like a table or a desk and you cover your head so you don't let something hit you.
Yeah.
With a tornado.
Right.
No, the cold
no, it's not
war.
A tornado.
War.
A tornado.
War.
No,
it's,
yeah, during like a war or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
in the 60s, probably the 50s too, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the 50s and 60s.
Part of the 70s.
Was it even in the
70s? I remember doing them, yeah.
It was assumed that if you got under your desk at school, a nuclear bomb couldn't hurt you.
Yeah, wasn't it that video of the turtle?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Duck and cover.
Wow. It's kind of like that thing where when you're at home, you cover yourself with a blanket and you just assume you're invincible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except you stop that when you're about five, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not RJ.
Not RJ.
No.
I got to tell you, you guys are much better at this than I thought you'd be. So the next time you come in, we'll give you the advanced version of Stump the Millennials.
Also better than our millennials.
Oh, yeah, our millennials are idiots. Yeah. All right, so Lindsay, if we want to hear you guys play or you know, hear your music or give you money, what do we do?
So you can find us. We have a website. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. They're under the Millennials, or Band Millennials is our Instagram. And you can find us on Twitter, Snapchat, all that good stuff. The link to our website is in our Instagram and our Facebook bio. You can also find us on iTunes, Pandora, Spotify at The Millennials with our song Chains. And this whole summer we'll be playing a bunch of awesome shows in Brookfield, the Grange. We have a really awesome one booked for June 21st. We're going to be playing Wrigley Field, so right here in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are happening.
Yeah, so everything is on our website, like I said, Facebook and Instagram right now.
All right, excellent. And next time we'll talk about which of you have collected the most groupies so far as well. Are groupies still a thing?
Fans.
Oh, they're a thing.
Fans.
They are.
AJ just pointed to the bass player. So
yeah, there you go. Cool bass player guy. Congratulations, you guys, on the success and all the great things you're going to do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.